Let's lead off with updates on the two campaigns. How are things going?
Bill, I'm so glad you're asking. We are so excited about the progress we've made so far this year. One of our most important goals is to get the campaign finished as soon as possible before the holiday season. So we're asking employers to make sure they've got their results to us as soon as possible. We do have some large accounts that won't hold campaigns until February, but in terms of SCCC, that campaign is pretty much wrapping up. We still don't have all of the pledges completely tallied, but we're just probably around 40,000 off what we raised last year. In my book, you know, when you're looking at you know, the amount of money that we're raising in terms of around $600,000, that's not too bad at all. So no final numbers, but definitely better than we did 2 years ago in terms of 2011, and a little bit shorter where we were in 2012.
On the community campaign side, of those drives that have been completed, how does that compare to last year?
It's about the same. We have several new accounts that are helping. Overall, our goal this year is 10 new company campaigns, and we have about 8 of 9 of those 10 new accounts, which is exciting news. So that's increasing, you know, those are new dollars, so to speak. We also, the reality is that we have so many campaigns that are smaller that we haven't heard and where their progress is. So our prediction is that it'll be probably about another 40 or 50,000 less than what we would have raised last year. Again, more than we would have raised in 2011, but not as much as we raised last year.
And what does that do then to the distribution to those who are supposed to receive it?
Well, the SCCC distributions are pretty much driven by how people designate their funds. So our role is to help promote and manage that campaign and make sure that those funds get delivered the way the donor intends them. In terms of United Way funding, it all kind of fleshes out in terms of how we manage our administrative expenses, how that budget plays out, and that's just a decision that we have to work through our administration and a board decision-making processes. So no big, astounding kind of measures at this point. I'm optimistic that, you know, that we're going to be able to maintain the level of funding that we've had. So that's my feeling and my position right now. We are completing a campaign for pledges to be paid in 2014. So the goal is that people would have their pledges paid by December 31st, 2014. We're still collecting payments on pledges from last year for 2000 to be paid in 2013. We have already made commitments to our partners that they're going to receive a certain amount of funding for the first 6 months of the calendar year, and then when we do our budget, we reevaluate and decide then what the funding levels would be then starting July 1st.
And those agencies have been notified about what's coming up?
Yeah. I mean, they're aware of how the United Way campaign works and what we promised, and we've been delivering on our promises now for a long time in terms of this is what we said we're going to pay you and this is what we're paying you, and we don't expect to have any problems fulfilling our obligations through the end of June.
Something else I saw in the email that you sent was asking for participation in a community engagement survey, if you could talk about that.
I'm so glad you asked about that. We've had around 450 people complete our online community survey. We're trying to get at least 500 people to participate in that. If you complete that survey online and give us an email address, we will send you a coupon for a free chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A. So, it's a win-win. We we're really excited about the information that we're hoping to gain from this survey, a way for people to advocate for what they're spending their time on, what they're spending their money on, and that they have, and that they can tell us what they think would make our community better, because that's the kind of organization we are. We're all about strengthening our community and improving lives. You can also go to our website at uwbv.org, or our Facebook page, and it'll help you know where to go as well. We'd love to have everybody like us on Facebook. We're very likable people.
You brought up not only how money should be spent, but also about the time component, too. And I think the time issue is something that sometimes gets lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, in terms of how people volunteer their time. Is that what you're referring to, Bill?
Yes, sir.
Because we have this phrase that we use. In fact, I'm wearing a Live United T-shirt right now.
When are you not wearing a Live United T-shirt?
Well, there are days, you know, that I don't, because I just run out of them. But I do wash them. Anyway, the idea is that when we Live United, we give, advocate, and volunteer, and that all of those are ways that United Way mobilizes resources and helps improve the communities that we're a part of. And yes, money is an important way to change lives, but advocating for what we believe in and trying to be more strategic is another way that we can make the best use of the resources that we have. And volunteering is another critical area that organizations have volunteer boards. They have volunteers that work for their events and activities. And if it weren't for the volunteers of this community, we would be we would not have the high quality of life that we have. And I guess I would just say thank you to everybody that's a volunteer in our community, for whatever, whether it's your school or your church or your civic organizations. That's what really is the social capital of our community, and we have to not only keep track of the amount of money that we're giving, but also the amount of time that we're giving, in particular our talent. I mean, you have a great radio voice. You should be donating your voice all the time, Bill. I don't have a great radio voice, but my talent is trying to energize people and encourage people to follow their passion.
Anything else that I've missed?
Again, we're just really appreciative of Brian Broadcasting's support. And if anybody wants to stop by for our holiday party, it's the last chance for people to turn in campaign results from 3 to 6 o'clock on December 12th, 2013. And we'll have holiday cheer for everybody.